And we're live. You may hear a cacophony of birdsong in the background. It's actually the reason I'm here now in front of this mic. I have been sitting here with pen to paper all day and nothing has flown. I've been trying to distill a message that is so nuanced and so emotionally charged that I haven't found the words to do it justice. However, I was sitting there, I was winding down for the evening, and then I heard the birds starting to sing, and birdsong has a really unique effect on me. It's this incredible combination of elevation and grounding, grounding and elevation, and the elevation is the heart-opening melody that runs through you when you hear birdsong, and it's like the purest piece of music you could ever hear. And it makes me feel so elevated and so alive. And at the same time, you have the other end, which makes me feel really grounded and connected to the earth and a reminder of who I am and where I come from and what I am. And there's nothing that can do that quite like birdsong. It sounds really lame, but in the past couple months with not much to do during lockdown, birdsong has been something that I have appreciated so much, and it's been an anchor to the start and the end of my day. You have the dawn chorus in the morning. I have a very noisy wood pigeon who wakes me up every day, and then in the evening you just have this melody of all kinds of birds just in the trees all around my house and down my street, and it's so beautiful to listen to as you do wind down for the evening. But birdsong is not the reason I'm here today. I want to talk about something that has been weighing on me so heavily the past few days, and I've really struggled to find the words to talk about it. And if I'm honest, I've felt today has been the hardest day, and I've felt everything so strongly, and I've sat here and wanted to cry, and I have cried, and I've felt powerless, and I've felt like I want to shake the world up and shout and scream and tell people they need to listen. But this isn't my problem, and this is not my sob story, and I am not the victim here. But I am someone that wants to join the fight, and I feel like I am far too late in joining this fight, and for that I want to apologize. Sincerely, I want to apologize to every single black person listening and every black person who is not listening to this podcast. I see you and I honor you and I appreciate you, and I am so sorry for not being there to honor and serve you in your struggle for the first 26 years of my life. I grew up thinking that I was not a racist person because I never called anyone names. I never treated anyone differently related to their skin color. And I had extremely close friends who were black people. I grew up in a village, a very small village, and I had a extremely close family friend who was a black man. He still was a black man, and he is still a very good friend to this day. And he was like an uncle to me, a mentor, and he taught me so much. He took me to my first Notting Hill Carnival. He taught me we play football together. We'd sit for hours and chat, and we reflect on life. And I always remember he had such an infectious laugh and such a beautiful spirit, and he was someone that I really, and still is someone that I really looked up to. But with all of that said, my behavior was still not enough in fighting racism, because it is one thing to not be racist. It is a completely different thing to be anti-racist. And anti-racism is a concept that is new to me. And it's a concept that I promise from this day, well, actually from the day that I heard about it, which was earlier when this all started to happen, I promise from this day forward that anti-racism will be a quality that I embody throughout the rest of my life, And I hope it doesn't take the rest of my life, but for as long as it takes for this to change completely. So, for those of you that are not aware, the difference between anti-racism and not being a racist is not being a racist is someone who does not engage in racist behavior. Being an anti-racist is someone who stands up for black people and anyone who is being discriminated because of their race, color, religion. And I now realize that racism is something in society that goes so much deeper than just name calling. Racism is actually the very structure that society is built on. Racism is in our laws, it's in our cultural norms, it's in the stories that we're told from children, it's in our news reporting. It's in every single part of society, and it all needs to change. And as a beneficiary of a system built on racism, and what I mean by that, as a white man, I am someone that actively benefits from a system that is built on racism. I am someone who is more likely to get a job opportunity. I'm someone that's much more likely to get a loan from a bank. I'm someone that shouldn't have to fear for my safety when I leave the house. And that is the benefits of being a white man in a systemically racist society. And if I am a beneficiary of this system, then the only way this system is going to change is if I stand up and say that I have had enough and this system needs to change. And if you are a white person and you're listening to this podcast, you need to do the same. We need to be loud in our calls for change. We need to be loud in our support and our resilience and standing shoulder to shoulder with our black brothers and sisters and friends and lovers and family, because we are no different and we do not deserve to be treated as different. We do not deserve to have any more opportunities or any more safety or any more protection than any black person. And what we're seeing right now is the culmination of hundreds of years of oppression and struggle. And now what is happening is those emotions are rising up to the surface, and black and white people are now rising up in solidarity against this, against what is an absolute human travesty. The very fact that in 2020, I almost forgot the year then, the very fact that in 2020 we can still be here talking about an unarmed black man who was murdered because of the colour of his skin. I just don't have the words. I can't. But what I can do is I can stand up against it. And this is the reason for this podcast. It's going a million different directions, but we need to stand up against this because this needs to change. Now, how this happens is another story, because we look at the role of racism in society, and actually the whole way that the West has been built on racism. The fact that we go into Africa and exploit it for its resources and its minerals, and then we go into Asia and exploit it for its labor, and then we bring those commodities back and trade them for much more money than we paid to allow us to have the strongest economy is racist. This is something that goes so deeply, and the more I think about it, the more I think that in order for racism to end, the structure of society as a whole needs to end. And that's another story. But even in our own countries, the way that black people are oppressed and far, far less likely to be able to have the opportunities that I would have as a white man because of the color of their skin, it blows my mind. But listen, The reason I'm on the mic here today is because this is going to change, because now the awareness is out there. It is impossible to hide from it. There is a very, very, very clear line now in society. We have the anti-racists and we have the racists. There is nothing in between. If you have received this message being the struggle and suffering of black people, and how this is now finally being seen and being heard, if you are receiving this message, then you have two choices. You either stand up and be anti-racist and speak out against racism and stand shoulder to shoulder with the oppressed, or you stand with the oppressor and you allow racism to continue. There is no in between. So we now have a choice, and I know which side I'm choosing. I am going to stand up and be one of the voices in the millions and billions that are calling for this to change. Now, whilst where we are right now feels incredibly heavy and incredibly raw, and this is me as a white person, as I said before, I am not the victim here. I do not have any right to complain about my struggle or how I'm feeling sad about this situation, how I'm feeling devastated and heartbroken, and how so many tears have flown over the past few days. This is not my struggle. Now imagine that, if you're a white person listening to this, imagine that pain amplified over hundreds of years of your ancestors, going back to your ancestors that were taken from Africa, taken to the West, and subsequently oppressed for centuries. Take that pain that you're feeling now and amplify that over that time period, and that will give you some indication of how black people are rightly feeling right now. But this podcast isn't about looking at the past. Whilst the past is incredibly important and we must understand it to know why we are here and why black people are treated the way that they are, and I encourage you to do that research. The reason I am here is to look to the future, because what is happening right now is a spotlight is being shone on an issue that has needed to change for hundreds of years. Now we have the opportunity to change it, and if not now, then when? If not in 2020, the year where everything has fallen apart and everything is being rebuilt, now is our opportunity to do that with the way that we treat black people. And whilst it should not have taken any of the suffering to get to this point, we now have the opportunity to change things, and we have to change things now. And what I want to do is to be able to look back on this period where everything was so raw and painful, that this was the time when it all changed. This was the time when black people were finally seen as equals in society at every level. And it's not going to happen overnight. It can't happen overnight, because, as I said, everything needs to change for this to happen. But if we are loud and we are vocal, then things will change. The thing that gives me so much hope in all of this is the outpouring of love towards the black community, and the outpouring of understanding from millions, and I mean millions, around the world. All you have to do, so there's two very different stories here, right? If you turn on the news, you will see black people being portrayed as thugs and criminals and vandals. And you know why? Because that's what the news want you to think. That's how the news want to report on black people, because that fits their narrative, that fits their agenda. But if you go onto social media, you will see a very different story. You will see peaceful protests. You will see an outpouring of love and support towards the black community like nothing else I've ever seen before. I do not remember a time when so many people were united in a common goal. I look back onto the Amazon wildfires, and I look back onto the Australia fires that we had, and everything like that, and I have not seen an outpouring of love and solidarity like I am seeing right now. And it's not everyone, there is so far that we have to go, but people are now taking this issue seriously, and about fucking time, because it should not have got anywhere near this point for us to see. And for that, myself included, I have the deepest apology to make. The fact that I have not made my voice heard sooner on this issue, I have no excuses, and I want to hold my hands up and say I'm sorry. I want to vow to do better, and I want to help the black community take this fight forward, because it's a fight that we all have to contribute to if we are going to see it change. I'm really hopeful. I am really, really hopeful. 2020 is the great awakening. It is a year that everything is shifting. And it's a year that if we want, we can rewrite history. And I want nothing more than this to be the year where black history doesn't change. Black history is black history. The black future is equal opportunities. It's equal safety, it's equal education, it is all of these things that should be a right, not a privilege. These are not privileges that are saved for white people. And it's not going to end there. It's not going to end with black people in America and in the UK being treated the same. This needs to be a worldwide effort. So if things are feeling heavy right now, I want you to be rooted in your power. If things feel, so here's a little practice I like to do when things feel like a lot. Put both feet on the floor, close your eyes, and feel the connection of your feet with the earth. And imagine roots coming down from the soles of your feet all the way into the earth. Deep, deep into the core of the earth, taking root in the core of the earth, and feel your connection with the earth beneath your feet. Feel the connection and the grounding that that brings to you. And when you feel like you are being ripped apart into a million pieces by the energy of the world and the way that things are moving right now, because it is heavy, then picture yourself being grounded with roots coming out of your feet into the earth, and step back into your power. And when you do that, refocus your efforts onto how you as an individual can make a difference, because it's so easy to get swept away in how and what is happening in the world right now, and how everything is it seems so vast and it seems so big. But if we all step into our power, then we can and will make a difference. Now, my power is love, my power is kindness, my power is compassion, and these are the qualities that I promise I am going to take forward into the world louder and stronger and more amplified than ever before, because this is what the world needs right now. The world needs people who can be loving and open-hearted and can truly make a difference with those qualities, and I'm one of those people, and if you're listening, you are one of those people too. We all have the opportunity now to love our way out of this. The power of someone who is in a vibration of love is so much more powerful than someone who is in a vibration of fear or even anger. These emotions just, they rise so much higher than the primal anger and fear and these baseline emotions. And when we are in this place of love, we are unstoppable. I promise you that we are unstoppable. And this is how I feel right now. I've moved through the guilt and the anguish and the pain, and now I am back in my heart center. I'm ready to love people through this. I'm ready to go out there and stand in solidarity, in love with my black friends and family and strangers and people I don't know, and say, I am here for you and I'm here with you, and we are going to do this together, and we're going to create this brighter, fairer, kinder world together, because we all need to play a part in it. And I want to look back on this time in 1, 2, 3 years time and say, this was a year when everything changed. This was a year when a society built on racism crumbled down. We witnessed it with our very eyes. The whole foundations of the system crumbled down. And we rebuilt it. We rebuilt it with tools of kindness and compassion and empathy and understanding. And that's what we have the opportunity to do, not just when it comes to racism, although that is the biggest issue of our time that we are facing right now. When it comes to environmentalism, when it comes to our treatment of the planet, when it comes to our treatment of each other, 2020 is asking all the right questions, and they are really, really painful questions. They are soul-seeking. This is like the hardest ayahuasca trip you've ever done in your life, because it's going deep into our souls as a human race and asking us the questions we don't want to ask ourselves. Like, why does the black person in your neighborhood have a statistically less likely to get into university or to get the same job as you, even though they're more qualified than you? That is a really, really hard question to answer as a white person, but we are now being asked it, and the fact that we're being asked it gives us the opportunity to provide these solutions. That's about all I have to say for tonight. I am going to be back with more on this subject over the coming weeks. This conversation is not over. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for listening. And I want to honor every single person who is out there standing up and fighting for what is right. Do you know what? I'm not going to use the term fighting. We have fought for most of human history, and look where it's got us. We now need to ascend this, and we need to love our way out of it. And we are, and we will, and it's happening, and love always wins. And this is what we're witnessing right now. So let's be rooted, let's be grounded, let's remain in our power, and let's change this together. Love, fam. See you very soon.